Paul Hunt is with us from the Human Rights Commission. As mentioned, they want assurances that the COVID-19 public health response or the vaccinations legislation bill is going to be subject to full parliamentary scrutiny and public input. Paul, thank you for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thanks for inviting me.
Why does the Human Rights Commission want this assurance?
Well, this really important traffic light system legislation is being put through Parliament under urgency. We understand why there is urgency, but we have to recognise that this does diminish parliamentary scrutiny of the draft legislation. The process does diminish the possibility of public engagement in the parliamentary process. And, you know, as we know, usually there's a debate of the whole House, and then there's a committee of the House that really looks at the legislation in detail, receiving evidence from the public. But with this bill, there isn't that committee close scrutiny, and there isn't that possibility of public engagement. So the parliamentary scrutiny is diminished, the public engagement is reduced, and that is a cause of concern. Dale, I think we have to march on, and there are various things that could be done to mitigate this diminution of the democratic process. But we do have to recognise that this is not the full usual parliamentary process.
It seems that in the rush to get this legislation through, we'll have to do an evaluation once it's already applied. What would you say about whether or not it's realistic to get a scrutiny over the bill, given the short time frame with the traffic light systems and Christmas looming, Paul?
Yeah. Look, it's a terribly difficult decision, but the Human Rights Commission has taken the view that the urgency is justified, provided the urgency of the legislation is justified, provided there are at least three conditions. One is that as soon as possible, there is, after the enactment, a full, robust, rigorous committee process that scrutinizes the legislation and scrutinizes implementation. So it's not as good as we would wish, but we think that's a really important safeguard. Secondly, the government really has to promise publicly, make a solemn declaration, that if there are shortcomings exposed by that committee process, then they must not brush those shortcomings under the carpet. They've got to put them right. And the third condition for us, Dale, is that the critical thing is actually the implementation of this traffic light system. And it's critically important that it's implemented in a way that is consistent with human rights and which honours Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And if it's not implemented in that way, then the Human Rights Commission and society at large will have to call the government to account.
Fair enough. There does appear to be implications here regarding Te Tiriti and the impact on vaccinated and non-vaccinated people, particularly with employment and access to places, isn't it?
Could you just repeat the last sentence, Dale?
Well, it does have implications on workers, on the vaccinated and non-vaccinated, with access to employment and access to public places where you'll need a vaccine pass to get through.
Absolutely. March last year, when the virus arrived in these shores, and then Delta arrived this year, what the society has been doing, frankly, whether it sort of has known it explicitly or not, it's been balancing competing human rights. On the one hand, there's the right to life, the right to healthcare, the right to health protection, and we all have responsibilities in relation to those. And on the other hand, there's a really important right to work, the right to move freely around the country, the right to be able to go to public spaces and have public gatherings. So that's the constant set of competing rights, and that's what we're being asked to do now. the calibration, the configuration of the balance is shifting because we have moved from elimination to suppression. And I think, look, if I could just say this briefly, Dale, the traffic light system is coming. And what's totally important is that we make it work for all. And Dale, I'm really struck by the fact that last year, we did make the alert level system work. We did make it work. I mean, it was one of the most successful examples of the alert level system anywhere in the world. But now Delta has changed the equation, and now we've got to do the same, that is, be really successful with the traffic light system. And I think we can, do it. We can do it provided we always listen to and empower communities. We never lose sight of the critical values that should be driving our society, values such as manaakitanga, kaitiakitanga, responsibility, fairness, inclusivity, community, you know, all those really, really important values. They've got to be front and center. And we've also got to, we will succeed with this new traffic light system, just as we succeeded with the alert level system. We will succeed provided we do strike these, Dale, these fair balances between competing rights, but always in the context of Te Tiriti. And when it comes to Te Tiriti, the government must work in partnership, and it really must share decision making with its Te Tiriti partners. It must respect and support Tino Rangatiratanga authority for Tangata Whenua. So look, I think the way forward is to keep hold of the fact we've got these competing rights, to ensure that we do everything, all of us, what we can to fulfill our human rights responsibilities to each other. And we also have to always build respectful, thoughtful relationships within our communities and between our communities. And Dale, look, even if we disagree with the views of others, we've always got to respect the individual and the community.
Thank you. We're always a bit nervous when Parliament operates under urgency like this and ramming through legislation. Just finally, Paul, because of slack planning, Māori are made to bear the brunt of this pandemic. What's your gut feeling? Does that impinge too on our human rights?
Look, absolutely. This is a critically important part of the problem and part of the challenge. There's no question that the virus is having a disproportionate impact across our society. So you know, a critical concern are the most disadvantaged people who are subjected to the systemic racism. We know that. We've got to be cognizant of that, and when there are outreach programs, we've got to take into account that sort of structural discrimination. One size does not fit all. There is not a level playing field. These are human rights issues and issues of Te Tiriti o Waitangi.